This photo of a snake in the grass, oh man, I like this photo. I was inside with my family and my wife said something to me about what is that crossing the street? And she pointed out the window and sure enough, there was this snake. I think it was about 4 feet long. I know these stories get exaggerated when they're retold, but I think the snake was about 4 feet long, maybe a little longer. And it was crawling across the street into our yard. Now, I don't know anything about snakes, but I do know that my wife doesn't like them, particularly not in our yard. So she asked if I would kindly go evict it from the premises. I ran outside with two things, my camera and a push broom. My goal was to shoo him away. I didn't want to kill him, and I figured we would just live and let live. I'm fine with the snake if he's not in the yard, and that would make me and my wife both happy, so that was the goal. I didn't know if he was poisonous either. I found out later he was not. It's called a rat snake, which is fairly common in these parts of the country, and there's this telltale diamond-shaped pattern to the head that you can look for if you're wondering if a snake is poisonous or not. This one is not. But I didn't know it at the time, and I figured I'd better just play it safe and stay back a little bit. So I had this long-handled push broom, and I'm kind of pushing at him or near him to get him to keep moving on. And he kind of did, but slowly. So that made for some interesting photo opportunities. Since the 50mm lens can't zoom, though, I had to get in pretty close, which wasn't the most comfortable thing in the world. I don't know how close I was when I took this photo. I'm guessing 5 feet. And certainly it could have been a lot closer, but again, I didn't know if this snake is poisonous or not. I finally got this shot while he was about to cross into our neighbor's yard. This dirt here is right on the border between our yard and our neighbor's yard. And he came into this little clearing, and I thought, this is it. This is I can finally get a picture of the snake, not just his head poking out of the grass. But there were a lot of things to consider. What angle do I shoot the snake from? What about the focal length for the desired depth of field? What about the field of view? Do I go to another side, or do I rotate myself around so I can see him from the back or the front or where? How do I view him? There was a lot of things to think about and consider as I'm composing this photo, and he's moving along. I mean, he's not going to hold still for me to snap the photo. But man, I tell you, a lot of things just sort of came together. I shot this, I believe, at F4. Which meant that there's enough out of focus to really get the sense that there's some depth to the photo, and your eye is immediately drawn to his eye or her eye. I guess it could be a her. But then you look back and you see there's a little more to the photo, and you can see the snake is sort of coiled up, and I really like how that worked out like that. This is honestly, it's one of my favorite photos, if it's okay to say that, if it's okay to praise my own work like that. And I don't mean to, but man, I'm just really happy with this photo. I like the colors. You got a lot of green on the side. You got some earth tones, the greens and the browns. I like the way it's framed, and I like the depth of field. Maybe his head is a little too close to his side. It'd be nice if the perspective were shifted a little bit so his head was a little more towards the center of the photo. But that was – you're already looking at a cropped version of the photo. There was more on the top and right-hand side, but on the left, that was it. There was no room to crop on the left. One thing I do like about this photo also is that there's something going on. There's motion. There's action happening. He's clearly doing something, which makes the photo interesting. It's not just a snake sitting there. It's a snake in the process of climbing over a branch. And there's something happening in this photo. Not all photos can capture this type of motion and action and movement, but it's nice when they do. Shortly after I took this photo, which he did leave and he went on his way, it was so cool. I saw this mockingbird come down and chase him away. It was awesome. Nature, man, nature is fascinating. And this mockingbird just sort of came down, landed on the ground, and was like flaring his wings out and chirping at him and pecking at his tail. And it was like a Nature Channel documentary in my front yard. I know the tagline to this blog is exploring the wonders of creation with the 50mm lens, and it certainly felt like I was doing that when I took this photo.